Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
When detectives sat Richard Allen down to discuss the Delphi murders of Abby and Libby, they didn't exactly invite him in for tea and biscuits. Instead, they tried every trick in the book to break him down using flawed forensic claims, pressure, emotional appeals, flat-out lies. It's like they watched too many episodes of Law & Order without checking the science homework first. Psychotherapist Siobhan Scott joins us today to help unpack what exactly was happening in the interrogation room, and we have a lot of clips to walk through and witness as far as what happened now that they are released. Siobhan, before we do that, when interrogators use exaggerated or even fictional expert evidence, because that's what was used in here, to pressure someone into confessing something they didn't do. How does that typically impact someone psychologically, especially like this, where, again, I don't believe he did it. And I think a lot of people don't believe that he did it. So we're going to operate on that plane.
It really is designed to coerce a confession, and a lot of us have ethical concerns about the tactics that are used in these kind of interrogations. But it is pretty standard, you know, mm-hmm. across most law enforcement agencies, and it is designed to elicit cognitive and emotional fatigue to completely break the person down. And at some point, a vulnerable person may just agree because they want out of the pressure. So they may say they did it when, in fact, they didn't.
And you never got a confession out of him while he was in a good place, in a right. sane, healthy mindset. But the argument is, oh, well, he confessed later in those phone calls. And we're going to get to that in just a little bit. But at what point, I mean, I get some of these tactics, although some of them are pretty archaic and don't really work very well. There's other ways of handling these sort of things. You'd wish there was more education for investigators that they could adopt some of that. But, I mean, it's like we're watching, you know, like a 1950s episode of Matlock or something. It's like, what's going on here? When you're not getting what you want, which they clearly were not getting what they wanted, at what point do you stop? At what point do you go, maybe this isn't our guy? I mean, that's the question. I mean, when do you finally go, okay, we've tried to break him and we're not getting anything here?
Right. And it's painful to watch, particularly when you see his genuine distress and confusion. It's excruciating.
It is. We're going to start taking a look here at one of the clips from the interview. We're going to start at the beginning. So we have basically there was two interviews that were done. There was one where it was initially him and some investigators, and they start out kind of friendly, trying to gain his trust. And then they slowly introduce some evidence in, and he firmly denies it. And there's another interrogation that happens a little bit after that, and we'll watch some clips from that as well, where they get a little more intense, and they eventually arrest him. And then we have the jailhouse calls that start from beginning to crazy. Let's start at the very beginning so everybody has a context on what Richard Allen, you know, really was like before being put into a box for more than a year and tortured. This is initial interrogation.
Good luck finding anything that points in that direction. I mean, it's not me. You're not going to make me believe it's me. You're not going to find anything that ties me to those murders. So I'm not really that concerned. You know, you went from trying to, I don't know what you want to say, get my trust and then slowly lure me into telling you I killed somebody and I'm not going to do it. You know, I don't know where this changed course. I'm not trying to give you a hard time, really not. I just want you to put yourself in the situation where we as police officers are looking at all the evidence that we have and what you've told us right now, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay, not trying to give you a hard time. Just want to make sure that we get everything taken care of here. That's why we wanted to look at the things that we wanted to look at.
And that's not going to happen now. I mean, like I said, we're done here. So arrest me or take me home.
I understand. So arrest me or take me home. I'm done.
This is stupid.
Okay. So that day, this is fun. So on that day, you went out there on the bridge, and that you were wearing the same clothing that basically the same clothing that this person here is wearing.
That's what you think. I don't know how you can tell that that's a black Carhartt coat, which is what I told you, a black or blue Carhartt coat. Blue jeans.
So that's him initially, just very, you know, he's frustrated because they keep accusing him. They initially had walked him into, what were you wearing that day? And he was somewhat vague about it. It's like a blue or a black Carhartt coat, probably, because they're asking him to remember what he wore 6 years ago on a hike. And then jeans. And so they're saying because he was wearing that, must be him. I would challenge anybody to go to Delphi, Indiana on that day and see how many men were out there walking around in a Carhartt coat and jeans. I'm going to guess a high percentage was out there like that. What did you take off of that clip where he's, you know, he seems to be very sincere in my estimation?
Yeah, yeah. It's listening to him, it feels very genuine. It feels very sincere. Now, that doesn't mean that sometimes people who are guilty can't present that way. But the other thing I really notice is how cogent he is, and his affect is normal. He's offended, which, you know, if any of us were accused of something we didn't do like that, we'd be offended by it. And he doesn't seem incredibly nervous at this point in this clip because he's convinced that he's innocent. And that's how it comes off to me. But this is clearly not a man at this point who is showing any signs of psychosis.
No, and he's very much like onto them right away. He's calling him out. He's like, no, I didn't do this. You're not going to. And he's confident, which one would think you would be confident if you didn't commit the crimes. Like, yeah, go look at whatever you want, but I'm not just going to give you carte blanche to wander around my house and talk to everybody in my world. You got to have some more evidence to come in and do that sort of thing. And so they eventually had the bullet, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But here he is right now talking about not wanting to be the fall guy in this.
I don't want to be somebody's fall guy, and we're going to try to make pieces of a puzzle fit somewhere they don't fit so we can close this thing, I guess. And I'm not saying you guys, please don't think I'm questioning your integrity. That's not what I'm saying. I mean, I guess that's where I'm at. It doesn't seem like a simple conversation we're having. It seems more like you think I might have done it. So
I understand what you're saying. I completely get what you're saying or how I would feel from your point of view. Okay.
Yeah.
But from our situation, what we're trying to do is be able to show what all you were doing that day. Take a look at everything. Make sure that we can show that what you're saying is true. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that we can be able to say to someone else, whoever's prosecuting this case, look, we looked at Mr. Allen, he's not our guy. And we looked at him because we looked at his phone. And I was going to ask you something else, too, would be able to look at your car, and also, with your permission, we'd like to look at your house. And so all these things are very, very important just to be able to...
No, I get that. I mean, I'm not going to, I mean, if you get to a point where you think that I need further investigating and you want to get a warrant, that's fine. But I'm going to have somebody going through my house and everything.
Reasonable request. Reasonable to say, no, you're not just going to walk into my house. What's your thoughts on how this is going?
Yeah, it's interesting that, you know, he's being very reasonable with them and even going to the point of saying, I'm not questioning your integrity. I mean, he's treating them with courtesy, but assertiveness, which is entirely appropriate.
Yeah, it's, again, just I've watched a lot of interrogations and maybe I'm biased because I do have an opinion on this, but I've never seen one where the guy looks more innocent than I've seen in this one. I've seen somewhere where the people are innocent and they look somewhat guilty or at least questionable. Yeah. This one just, I don't know. I can see myself in Richard Allen. I think a lot of us can see ourselves in that of just like, yeah, you would be offended. Like where are you even coming up with these sort of things?
Right.
And do you think they already have their mind made up here that they're going to eventually get him?
It does seem that way, doesn't it?
It really does. It feels like we're gonna kind of play it like this, but we already know that it's gonna be you. And we want to go through your house. We want to do this or that. Here's another clip from that initial investigation. Them kind of throwing it back in his court of as his frustration continues to mount, them asking, well, how would you handle this if you were us is another tactic.
You know? Tell me what you would do differently if you were in our situation. You had this information. How would you react? What would you do? You do the same thing that we were doing right now.
What information is it that you have? You have that I was out there, and I told you from the very beginning that I was out there.
Yes, you did.
I didn't hide it.
Did you see this guy?
I didn't know.
Okay.
I told you. I see the only person that I clearly remember seeing that, and this isn't from the day. I mean, this is the next day. The only
people or person that came into my mind were those three girls that I seen.
Richard, we're not upset with you, not mad at you, anything like that. We're just trying to get to the bottom of this, okay? No, I'm not here to give you a hard time. I'm just here to try to get the situation straightened out. Mm-hmm. And what we want to do is simply get to the truth. What would help us get to the truth is being able to look inside of some of the things you're talking about, okay?
And I get that.
Okay. And maybe
then on the other side of things,
happen here.
Sure. And on the other side of things, if I thought I had something that was going to help you, that would, you know, what do I have that's going to help you?
Okay. Well, I have some questions we can go through here, if you don't mind.
Again, whatever is going to help you. And keep in mind, this is 6 years after the crime. This is after he already went in initially and said, hey, how can I help?
Right, right.
And suddenly they think that they got their guy. And what was your reaction to that one?
Yeah, and they'll do just about anything. I mean, they're pulling out every possible technique they've got to try to get the response that they want. Mm-hmm. And it does seem like their mind is made up. They've got their guy as far as they're concerned.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You look great. What have you been doing?
I found Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe the same active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s for 80 to 90% less without insurance. All of mine shipped right to your door.
Get started with Zelthy today for just $39. Call #250 and say keyword care. That's care to #250.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by shipping cheap parts around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Skip the tariff and snag yourself American-made clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.